Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Aves, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Chanina, Sagan HaKohanim Oimer. Rabbi Chanina, Sagan of the Kohanim, the assistant to Kohanim. He says as follows. Have a mispalel bishloim eshel malchus. Davin, for the well-being of the malchus, that the government, any government, should stay stable. And there should be shalom. It should be a functioning government. No one should threaten it. It doesn't make a difference whether you live in America, Portugal, Australia, Davin, that the government should be stable. There should be peace in the government. If chas v'shalom, a government falls apart and people don't fear each other, chayim bilo'oi, people would swallow each other alive. The Bat Tanura says that the Navi Chavakuk says men are like fish of the sea. You know what fish in the sea do? The big fish swallows the small fish. The same is true for people. If they weren't scared of the Malchus, anyone bigger than someone else would be Boleya, would swallow up his friend. Now what does this mean, Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim? I think that we've learned enough Mishnayos in Masechtas Yuma and in other Masechtas that the way it works is you had a Sagan Kohen, an assistant Kohen, and if the Kohen can no longer serve, the Kohen Gadol can no longer serve, the Sagan became the Kohen Gadol. So how can you be a Sagan to Kohanim, to many Kohanim? So Rav Meir Shapiro, the Lublin Rav, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, explained, Rav Chanina lived in the time that unfortunately, the position of Kohen Gadol was a political favor. The government gave out the position to whoever bribed them the most, or to pay back a favor. And these Kohanim Gedolim often were Amaratzim in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. They knew nothing. So they needed someone to tell them what to do. Shecht. Sprinkle the blood. No. On the Mizbeach, not in your pocket. They didn't know anything. Rav Chanina, he was the Sagan Kohen. He really should have become the Kohen Gadol afterwards. They said, no, you stay the Sagan. And they kept him that way, one Kohen after the other Kohen, because these Kohanim Gedolim, in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't live for more than a year. Because they weren't Zeicher to come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They weren't on the Madrega. They didn't purify themselves properly. So you're going to ask me, why do they still want the job? Kindelach, that's what COVID sometimes does for someone. He doesn't think straight. Zak de Lublina Rav, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim, even though he should have been so frustrated with the corrupt government, that he was Sagana Kohanim, he was the Sagan to many Kohanim. Despite that he said, have a mispal b'shloime shal malchus. We're all still better off when the malchus is stable. Weiter says the Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina ben Teradion, Rabbi Chanina ben Teradion says, Shnayim sheyoshvin, two people that are sitting, v'ein b'neihem divrei Torah, and there is no divrei Torah spoken between them, hareze moishev leitzim, this is called the sitting of makers, leitzim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, uva moishev leitzim lo yashav. And at a sitting of makers, he did not sit. Avol shnayim sheyoshvin, but two people that are sitting together. V'yesh b'neihem divrei Torah, and there is divrei Torah between them. Shchina shruya b'neihem, the shchina is found between them. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, az nidberu yirei Hashem ish al re'eyu. And those who fear Hashem spoke, one man to another. Vayak shev Hashem vayishma, and Hashem paid attention and listened. Hashem is there. Vayikosev sefer zikaron lefanav, and it is written in the book of zikaron, in the book of memory before him. And for whom is this done? Liyiri Hashem, ulechayshve shemai, for those who fear Hashem and give thought to His name. So this pasuk teaches us when two are Isaac and Tyre. Yes, when you sit and you're with your chavrusa and you learn, Hashem is there. Ain't the Elishnayim, but I would only know if you have two. Menayin, how do I know? Shafila Echot, Sheyoshe, Ve'isik, Betayra. How do I know even one person who sits and studies Tayra, Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Koyvei Alayschar, that Hashem gives him a reward? And the answer is, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Yoyshev Badad, even if he sits alone. Ve'yidayim, and he studies the words of Tayra quietly, because he has no one to talk to. But Kinat al Olav, he receives a reward for this. Kinat al Olav, says the Bat Tanura, the entire giving of the Torah was worth it just for him. I want to tell you, and this is such an important lesson, how Reb Chaim Volozhiner in the Sefer Ruach Chaim explains this Mishnah. Sometimes, and I'm sure children you could understand what I'm saying, you have two chavrusas, or I should say one set of chavrusas, that are learning together, but they're not really learning together. Each one is screaming and yelling and saying, no, I'm right. No, you don't know what you're talking about. Proof to you I'm right. No, 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 you don't know what you're talking about. I'm right. They're not listening to what the other person has to say. They're not trying to learn from each other. They're not trying to say, let me think what you're saying. I don't think you're right. That's good. That's a good argument. But sometimes you're not even listening to what the other person is saying. You're just trying to prove that you're right. That's Shnayim Sheyoshvin, but V'ein Beinehen Divrei Torah. There's no Divrei Torah between them. Each one is just screaming his head off. I'm the best in the class. I'm the best in the class. You don't know what you're talking about. Hareza Moshev Leitzah, even though they're technically sitting and learning. But two people that are sitting V'yesh Beinehem Divrei Torah. Reuven says to Shimon, no, Shimon, let me hear what you're saying. That's how you learn Pshat? And Reuven could disagree. No, I don't think so. I hear what you're saying. I thought it out. I don't think so. Maybe this is Pshat. And Shimon says to Reuven, let me hear what you're asking me. It's a good question, but I have a very good answer for that. Each one is listening. They're respecting what the other one is saying. That's called Shnayim Sheyoshvin V'yesh Beinehem Divrei Torah. There's Divrei Torah between them. That's when we say, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Shechina Shruya Beinehem. Now Reb Chaim Volozhiner takes this a step further. Let's say you're sitting with your chavrusa. I don't understand the mission that we have a test tomorrow. And you feel like saying, I repeat it 10 times already. Instead, you say, sure, here, say the mission. Let's say it together. And you're listening. What don't you understand? You know what Hashem says? You know it already. And you still want to listen to what your friend says to help him? Then when you pick up a siddur and you dive into Hashem, and along comes a malach and says, no, he did an aveira, don't listen to his tefillah. You know what Hashem says? Mida keneged mida. He was willing to listen to his friend. I'm going to listen to him. And that's what the Mishnah means. When az nidburu yirei Hashem ishal reyehu, when you take the time to speak to a friend, even though you don't have to listen to him, but he's going to feel good, you're helping him. So vayakshev Hashem vayishma, Hashem will listen to you. Even if maybe you don't deserve your tefillah should be answered, Hashem says mida keneged mida. For those who listen to their chaverim, I will listen to them. And finally, I think we've mentioned this story before. Rabbi Yankel Galinsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the famous Maggid, he said that there was a Shamus in his town that used to learn from morning to night. And he had such a simcha when he learned. They said to him, how do you do this? He said to them, when he was a boy in Volozhin, he wasn't such a masmid. And once the Rosh Yeshiva came over to him and said, what about your chavrusa? How could you leave him and run out? And the boy said, I don't have a chavrusa. And the Rosh Yeshiva said, what are you talking about? Hashem is your chavrusa. It says even when one person is Isaac in Torah, Hashem is there. Is that nice? To leave Hashem there and you're not learning? So this Shama said, I started to learn. I don't want to leave my Gemara. He said, first it was so hard for me. His expression was, for the first 4 months, I ate straw. That meant to say, it was so hard for me to learn. But once I got a geshmak, he says, everything in the world pales in comparison. It's like I laugh at people running after taivas. This is the most pleasurable thing in the world. Limud HaTorah. When you break through and you feel the Ashras HaShechina.